Patreon, what's up, folks?
Patreon.
Just want to say thank you for being a patron and supporting us today. This is our second Patreon podcast.
And Wasabi Productions has shut down, but Spicy Fruit is still alive, partly because we love doing it. But then on my side, I just like doing something with Roy. So I'm glad we still have something together.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. It's nice.
I love you.
Oh. We're already two shots in because we wanted to give you guys from the get-go to get-got.
Yeah.
And then we have another one, and then we're going to answer some questions, and we're going to drink some out, and we're going to finish this bottle. There's not a lot left, but
yeah,
it's probably like five shots left.
So right now, just want to let you guys know that Alex has not won a game of Catan yet. He just started like literally a week ago. And
I've played 10 games. I've lost all of them.
But you almost won last night. So
I get better every time.
Yeah.
Alexis, my girlfriend, has beat me 6 times.
Jeez, she's a pro, bro. For you guys who have played Catan or don't know Catan, it's an interesting game. If you haven't started, yeah, I recommend don't play it because it's pretty...
It ruins friendships and families.
You're wondering how you get in arguments for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, the difference between us is like we're both competitive, but I'm like more of a lenient competitive. She's more like a vicious competitive. Like when I started getting her into Mario Kart, and I was like, oh, so like in the first few months of us playing, I would like start fighting everybody without telling her.
Yeah.
So that she's up in the front. And to build her confidence. So I was like, oh, and then she would be like, are you helping me? Are you letting me win? I'm like, no. And then when it comes to Catan, she vicious.
Dang. Dang, bro. It's because you're putting in your niceness into your your competitiveness. Even when you're boxing, man. You know, when that random guy came out of nowhere when you and Deji's fight.
Yeah.
You're like, Deji, you okay, man? I know, I just punched you a couple. You okay?
I don't know. It's like a weird thing. It's a weird thing to like overcome.
Yeah.
Especially when I first started boxing, I was sparring. I would always like land something good and say, oh, you okay? You good? I'm sorry. And my coach would be like, stop. Stop doing that.
Damn.
You guys are in the ring for a reason. Don't. Yeah. Like, he decided to get in there. If you land something, don't apologize. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But it was a hard habit to break.
Yeah. It's scary. I feel like yours is scarier because once you're like, take away that niceness with your competitiveness, you get angry. You black out.
Yeah, I do.
Even with freaking iDubbbz, you beat him up and then you just say good things about him. let me fuck your face real quick. And then all of a sudden, he's a dog.
Yeah,
this guy's a dog.
One more fight.
Yeah. Like, bro,
I don't know. That's just I can't help it. That's just what I got.
Yeah.
Let's start.
By the way, the spicy Fritonians. We don't know what to call you yet, so
I like that. I kind of like spicy Fritonians.
Fritonians.
Sounds like we're in a...
Oh, I know what you mean. Dystopian.
Yeah. We're like in a dystopian community.
This is our fourth drink?
I don't know. Third.
Third. This
but
is our
I
third.
Feel like I'm going to start feeling it for sure after this.
We took two before because it takes a while.
Well, we took it like 5 minutes ago. So this is 3 shots within like 10 minutes.
Oh, Sally from the Patreon asked, what are you drinking? We are drinking Hamada. This is a 13% alcohol by volume. It's from
Wakayama. How do you say Hamada in like a old samurai?
Hamada.
Yeah, that's good. You know exactly Hamada. What I was going for.
Watch a lot of anime.
Hamada.
Hamada.
Like the rival character showed up and it's like, Hamada.
Hamada.
Today you die.
All right, cheers.
Here go.
I guess I got to say something after we take the shot.
Wakayama.
So backstory with this drink, we got it for we did like buying every Asian thing from Costco and this came up. And when we were filming this, Alex and me and the whole team got into a dispute. We're telling you now because we had to delete it off the main video, but Alex, you can elaborate on this. I feel like you can tell this better.
I was like, oh, it's Wakayama. And then everybody's like, you can't say it like that because you don't know enough about Japanese culture. And I was like, that's how I assume they would say it.
Wakayama.
Watching anime my whole life, that's how they would say it in an anime.
Yeah.
And so it was just a big dispute amongst the team.
Yeah.
Like, can you say that? Can you not say that? And I was like, I don't know.
And then you even called Jake Thomas. or someone. You called Jake, and then he was like, "I'm white."
Yeah. I called my friend who has a degree in Japanese, and he lived in Japan for a little bit, and he studies Japanese, and he speaks Japanese, and he was like, "Yeah, I don't know. You probably don't say it like that." I was like, "Okay."
Oh yeah. I mean, that was like 6 months ago. Looking back at it now, I'm like, "Yeah, it's cool."
But he was also like, "To be fair, it's a sensitive world we live in. Japanese people would not get offended. Everybody else would get offended." And I was like, "Oh yeah, that's pretty accurate."
Yeah. Wakayama.
I saw this clip of this guy with a sombrero and like a fake mustache and a poncho and Macarena, right? No, what's the thingy? The shaky maracas. And he went to all these people, all these like white people, black people, all these people, and then he was like, "Hey, is this offensive?" And everybody said, "Yes." And then he went to like Mexican dominant neighborhood and like just walk down the street and asking, everybody's like, "No, this is amazing, you look great, we love it."
Okay. Yeah, I guess so. If like this random, I don't know, white guy comes in with a Filipino flag and dressed as Manny Pacquiao,
I'd be like, "Oh cool, are you married to a Filipino, or what, do you know about the Philippines?" I wouldn't be like, whoa.
Yeah, he's like, "No man, I just love Manny Pacquiao."
Yeah,
I'm like, "Oh yeah, cool,
yeah, me too."
But then I mean, there's a line.
I mean
if he kept like talking and saying, "Yeah man, adobo, sinigang. I'm like, "Okay, that's too far."
I'd be like, "Oh, do you have some? Like, can I have some?"
There's a line.
Yeah, there's a line. But I feel like the people nowadays in 2024, they get offended on behalf of people that aren't offended more than they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is odd.
People are woke/sensitive, but which is cool. We have to be mindful.
It's mindful.
Be mindful, be delirious.
Yeah. But I feel like if you went up to like a Mexican guy and then a white guy, and then you ask him if this is offensive, and the Mexican guy was like, "No." The other guy would still be like, no, he's just being nice. No, it is offensive. It is. And he's like, "No, dude, it's really not."
So this is people backing up.
Yeah, it's
others.
Just like, that's even cool. If they don't want backup.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. We'll see what it's like in like 2050.
Yeah. All right, let me pour another shot.
Get got.
What we got going
on? Oh, yeah, what
I
we
feel
got?
This Yakamaya.
Mr. Moderator.
Say this real quick. Say Hamada.
Hamada.
Ah, look at that. That is definitely the name of a main villain.
Hamada?
Hamada.
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 Oh, if you remember,
we were dying.
We were, bro.
I was crying when we were.
I was too, bro. Yeah. Dude, marijuana makes me like laugh.
If you haven't seen,
I normally
the other
don't
Patreon.
Laugh for real. I usually fake laugh most of the time.
Yeah.
But that made me real laugh. I'm like, "Oh, this is nice."
We were trying to throw up.
I'm not buzzed yet, but.
You're
it.
Not?
Not yet. It's getting there.
What separates a friend from an acquaintance?
Acquaintances are... I guess it's like a step further than an NPC.
Mm-hmm.
It's like NPCs are NPCs, right? You mm-hmm. like you play a Pokemon game, you just mm-hmm. talk to random people in mm-hmm. the forest or in the town.
And they say the same things.
Yes. Yeah. Acquaintances are like Professor Oak, for example.
Like, yeah, like you
has,
see
like,
them more often.
There are prompts.
Yeah. What you said, in between friends and NPC, mm-hmm. and they're people you randomly see, but you don't go out of your way to see them. Friends are people you want to see, and you purposely went to see them.
Yes.
But acquaintances is like, "Oh, you know them, but you didn't, like, they just happen to be there."
Yeah,
like,
and you don't mind seeing them at all if they're there. Like, "Oh, I haven't seen you! Melvin, what's up, man?"
Yeah,
like,
you gotta decide if you want to move them up to... friend or keep them as acquaintance.
Yeah that's the big difference.
Acquaintances are just not good enough to be friends.
No, I want to say not good enough.
They haven't made it. They haven't evolved yet.
If they haven't made, or you and the acquaintance have not made an effort to become more than just acquaintances.
Yeah
but if there's, you know, a spark, then yes.
I love it when you meet somebody and there's just a spark.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
like, boop. Like you and me and Fousey, me and Rice Gum, mm-hmm. we all just clicked. And then we just hung out like every day.
Oh, wow.
Like we didn't plan it. We're just like, "Oh, hey, oh." And then we just get along. Like
sometimes,
no awkwardness.
Yeah. Sometimes your wavelengths just match.
Yeah.
And you're like, "All right, cool. I f*** with you."
Yeah. Same with Nick. Me and Nick. His coach asked me to come spar him one day. And then we hung out like nonstop. And we ended up fighting on the same team together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the biggest difference between acquaintances and a friend is time.
Yeah.
If you give someone enough time, then you'll know if they evolve to be a friend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. We were acquaintances for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like when our parents played basketball and then middle school.
Yeah.
And then once we came to high school, we became friends. Or maybe a little bit before. But at first, for a while, we were acquaintances because I saw you. I was like, oh, yeah, every now and then. I know that guy. Oh,
and
I know
then
that
you,
guy.
The more time you put.
Yeah.
Like, for example, like Matt, I see you like every now and then back in the day. Now I see you every day. Now we're friends.
Oh, you evolved. He evolved.
Yeah, we evolved. Yeah. Now I'm in the run club.
Yeah. That's the whole reason I'm friends with Matt, because I wanted to be in the run club.
Yeah. And then I was Pablo, like, I saw him already off the bat. And then just
bada bing, spent
like an 8-hour shoot. So that's a lot. Sometimes you need 8 hours of someone to be a friend. That's a shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to cry.
Are we going?
No, I'm not going to cry.
Are we going for
it? I ain't no bitch. I ain't no fucking bitch Patreons.
Okay, here we go. Ready? Wow, guava juice crazy.
Hmm? This is for Patreon, man.
Who? How many? Is that 5?
4.
4.
It does. If you never had plum wine, it just tastes like Robitussin.
It's like Robitussin. It's like
Robitussin?
I feel like it's like I feel Whoa. Like it's more than beer. It's not like we're taking shots of beer, but it's not like we're taking shots of tequila. We're taking shots of like wine, kind of.
Bro,
it's plum.
I just thought of something. Next Thursday.
Oh yeah, that's a good day.
Because we're filming with Cesar Millan. It's probably already out already because we're filming this ahead of time, this Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
There's one restaurant I've been wanting to go to for the longest time.
Does Cesar have a restaurant or something?
No, Cesar Millan doesn't have a restaurant. But it's on the way back to the office from Cesar's place.
Oh, we're going to go film over there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can you guess what that restaurant is?
Hamada. No. Wait. Cracker Barrel.
Oh, good guess. Nope, it's not. Keep going. Oh. Get 2 more tries.
Is it something that's not near us?
Yes.
Is Cesar far?
No, I mean, Cesar lives up north. I don't want to say where because...
Okay, something that we... And I like it.
I don't know if you like it. I love it.
I've had it?
Yes.
Is it East Coast too?
Yeah, it's there.
You know they're bringing a bunch of Bojangles over here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, Bojangles.
Okay, then I think it is Sonic.
Ooh, good guess, too. One more guess.
Red Robin.
Yes! Yay! Yes! Dude, I haven't had Red Robin in over a decade.
Let's go.
I love that restaurant so much.
I've only been like twice. Why.
Yes, so you have been.
It's just a lot. It's like a... It's a lot of stimuli when you go there.
Oh,
the floor
yeah.
is crazy, and there's yes. a lot of colors. There's music. Everybody's birthday, and uh-huh. like so. I like it, but I remember being like overwhelmed.
Hell yeah, that's the only one I go to. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
like the one next to like Walmart.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That's whose birthday is it gonna be?
Oogie. Oogie's
okay.
birthday. Yeah, Oogie's birthday.
Let's
October
go.
1st. We'll celebrate Oogie's birthday.
Let's go.
Wow. Okay. Anyways, yes, acquaintances only happen when they are given time.
Friends.
Yeah, blue pill, red pill, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
All right, what we got?
All right, if you could relive one day of your life, what would it be?
Easy.
One day?
Yep.
You? Why easy? What you got?
My marriage. The wedding day.
Oh.
It was lit.
I was thinking redo.
Redo?
Yeah, I was thinking redo.
Oh, relive or redo?
No, relive.
Oh, relive.
Like, oh, that was cool.
Your wedding day? That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. I heard wedding days are like stressful. Was it not?
It was, but like, it's chill. Just get a wedding planner. That'll help you out a lot.
Okay.
It's just stressful. I think the most stressful part of the wedding is making sure your family is okay.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you good? You good? You got everything? Okay. Make sure you're on time. Okay.
Yeah. I think I would relive the day I gifted my parents the house.
Oh.
Everybody crying. Oh yeah, that was a good one.
Dude, I remember watching that video. I remember exactly. I was in Big Bear.
Yeah.
Because it was like over like December, right?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, he did it. He did
it. Yeah, because I was talking about it.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this guy did it. It's so good.
Yeah. That's like was my main goal for like a long time.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Nice. I was still kinda like angry for some reason at you, but I was like, I can't say nice things yet.
Yeah,
but I'm so proud of this dude. Like, oh, I hate shit. Him.
Yeah.
I remember. It was nice.
That's funny. Oh, nice. Oh,
woof.
All right.
So I get a little.
That's good. Oh yeah,
my head's heavy.
It's because we just ran really fast.
Oh yeah, we did run.
We ran like almost 3 miles, but we were on like 8-minute pace at some parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we were getting it.
Yeah, dude. I never liked running.
Until now.
Until now. Damn. Can I get some of this Chipotle? That's why you put it there?
Get got.
Whoa. I don't drink much either, dude. You know, I have liver disease. I can't drink.
No, this is plum. I really can't drink. No, plum alcohol goes to your spleen. It doesn't go to your kidneys. Or your liver.
Mmm. Oh, this tastes like movie theater popcorn.
It's salty.
It tastes like movie theater popcorn.
Super salty.
Oh, shit. Docky mushrooms. Okay, what's next prompt?
If you could live in any TV show or movie world, which would it be?
I was thinking like My Hero or like Marvel, but then you get to deal with villains all the time. And yeah. It's a lot. Haikyuu.
Oh. That was a good one. Why? Is Japan?
Wakayama, yeah. I would be just all up in there.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Inception. I would live in Inception.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds hectic.
It's like frack mine, dude.
Dang. Right? That's a lot.
Huh?
That's a lot. You're like,
whoa. Yeah, I think that would be cool. It's like lucid dream.
I was like, let me get someone too. Okay, next.
Right. Oh, this is only video listeners, I just realized.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe audio. Wherever you're listening on, we're eating chips. We apologize.
Yeah.
We don't apologize.
Share a story about your friend that they've never heard you tell before.
About you that you never heard me tell? One time, when we were kids, Roy was talking to this girl, and then she messaged me, and then we were like 14 or something. So then she started flirting, so then I started flirting, and then Roy found out, and then he came over, and I said, "Punch me in the face!" And he said, "No." And then that was it. You don't remember that?
I don't remember that. What the hell?
Yeah.
Damn.
There was a girl and she started flirting with me, so I started flirting back and I didn't know, and it's my first time ever flirting. And then
yeah, right.
You found no, it was my first. I was like 13. I've never flirted. So I was like, "Oh." And then you were all upset about it and I was like, "Dude, just hit me. It's fine."
What?
Maybe you'll feel better.
Did I hit you?
No, you didn't want to.
Oh.
But I said, "Do it." Okay. And you said, "No."
Okay, good job, Pastor Roy. I am proud of you. Seriously, I'm proud of you, Pastor Roy. That's violence is not great.
Yeah.
I can't think of it. Oh, wait. We actually talked about this when we were running. You mentioned how we know a lot of crazy people.
We do. We've encountered a lot of crazy people.
Since our teenage days until now.
Yeah.
And they're all gone from our lives, by the way.
Yeah.
And
but it's always a surprise when you're like, "Oh, that guy's crazy."
But this is one crazy person was he tried grooming me and Alex.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to say it. I guess.
Yeah, I think that's good.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to go back to the past.
He didn't.
We almost got groomed.
He didn't succeed.
He did not. We noticed.
Later on, we realized what he was doing when we got older.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah. Well, we'll probably talk about it maybe. Maybe not. One day.
All right, what is the worst hangover you've ever had in your life?
The first time I ever drank.
No way. When was that?
Yeah, 14.
Mm.
I've never drank before.
Mm-hmm.
So I started taking shots with people.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out that alcohol doesn't hit you right away. I didn't know that. I just thought it wasn't working.
Yeah.
So I kept going.
Oh, boy.
I drank 14 shots that night.
Oh, boy. And you were 14.
And I was probably like 120-pound person.
Oh.
Yeah, and I was just throwing up nonstop all night.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Where were you?
Jeff's house.
Okay.
Yep. I threw up on his... I ate spaghetti right before I take all the shots. I threw up on his white carpet.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Was I there?
Yep.
Was this the groomer there too?
Yep.
See? This is a story for like... If you have like 50K members, we'll tell the truth.
Yeah.
About the story. I don't think I like talking about it.
I don't like talking about it either.
That's wild.
It was crazy.
My worst hangover. There's something.
Right now?
I need to clear my throat.
We're working on our worst hangover right now.
Mine was actually VidCon.
Oh, what?
2013? Was with... Aaron, we remember we stayed at that castle hotel looking thing.
Yeah, Aaron, he used to have a bad habit back in the day of like, "Come on, take another one.
That's exactly what we did.
Yeah.
But I just remember we went out Saturday night to downtown Fullerton.
Yeah.
They call it like DTF.
Yeah.
Because it's funny. It's down to fuck. It was downtown Fullerton.
Yeah, I understand. Like, I know what that means.
Anyways, we're at downtown Fullerton. And, you know, Jarvis, he was like, yo, guys, check this out. There's this drink I love drinking. It's called Adios Motherfucker. You know the blue drink?
Uh-huh.
And then we all, I think I remember drinking six of those that night.
And they're strong.
And I looked up what was in it after. It's like, it's all alcohol.
Yeah, just like a bunch of alcohols. Different alcohols. Yeah.
I don't remember much. I just remember we went back, took an Uber back. We got McDonald's. We told the Uber to get McDonald's. And I remember this vividly. I was like, go to McDonald's. I'll tip you $100, dude. I'll tip you. Well, okay. I don't think I tipped him at all. I think I forgot. But I remember going back to the hotel room. And I remember seeing Aaron passed out in front of the door.
What?
He like almost made it in, but he just passed out. So he was just outside the hotel room door. I was like, Aaron, wake up. What the hell? You got McDonald's? I was like,
yeah. Oh, actually, I remember I got drunk one time for my birthday and I went to Raleigh and everybody's getting me shots. And then on the way home, we were in your Civic. You only had two doors, right?
Yeah.
And I was in the back. And I had to throw up, and I can't remember who was driving. It might have been Kimmy, but I had to throw up. And so they rolled the window was down in the front, and I had to stick my head through to fit to the front window.
Yeah,
and I threw up, and I threw up on her arm too.
Oh! Bro, that was yeah. Anyways, that was the worst hungover because we had the flight then the following morning, and we both were still hungover. So we ended up hungover in the flight back.
Damn.
And then our flight got like delayed in Texas. So we had to stay a night in Texas.
What?
And we felt better.
Okay.
Yeah. This is when you were, you didn't come back with us because you had to like try out for like a
Amazing Race.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang, that would suck to have to be hungover and then wake up and then pack and then get to the airport and then go through security and then you're just like,
Yeah, we both threw up in the plane. I've never done that ever, except that day. Not recommended. Never have adios, mother. I'm getting woozy, bro.
Me too.
I'm getting woozy, bro.
We only have like probably four more shots left, maybe three, two. All right.
All right. This is the last one of the talking portion. What is the best place to eat late at night after a night of drinking?
Cosmic Cantina.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good answer.
There's this place called Cosmic Cantina that we used to eat at on 9th Street in Durham, North Carolina. And it was good. It was like a nacho plate, but they put a bunch of steak in there and cheese.
Oh, I kind of want to go back just to eat it.
I've eaten that probably 50 times in my life.
Dude, same. Yeah. What do you usually get? Just the burrito?
Yep. No. The plate with the nachos and the cheese and the meat and then usually double steak.
Oh, got it. I usually get the chimichanga.
Mm.
You know that? It's a fried burrito. Take a burrito and fry that shit.
Yeah.
They give it to you.
Yeah.
Cosmic Cantina.
It's good.
Oh, that's a good answer. That's a good answer. Good answer. Wait, a night of drinking, good place to eat? Bro, what you know about Denny's spaghetti? They don't have it no more, but every time I drank, I would Postmate everybody, not just me, Denny's spaghetti.
Yeah.
That was the best. It's the best, like, food. You eat it, you feel better the next morning.
Huh.
No capital. It's crazy. Huh. You literally eat the whole spaghetti, you wake up, you're like, oh shit, let's drink again.
He loves spaghetti. I've never, like, whenever I hear him say he wants something, he's never as excited as when he's talking about spaghetti.
Dude.
I'm like, oh, you gotta run tomorrow? He's like, yeah. What are you gonna eat tonight? Spaghetti! I need spaghetti!
Dude.
I've heard Monette be like, hey, what do you want? And he's like, spaghetti!
I love spaghetti,
he
bro.
Loves spaghetti.
Oh, dude.
I do too, but not that much. But I do love spaghetti.
So, yeah, I guess patrons, do me a big favor and order some Denny's spaghetti.
Oh, this is the last one?
Aw. We got to bust going. Out There's the more. Absent. Hey! You know about the absent, though?
No, I've never had it except for a video.
What?
Except for like a video.
All right.
Wow, we're gonna definitely be drunk after this, and then when this is done, we're gonna still be drunk.
Yeah.
Patreon, you're learning a lot.
Yeah.
This is like us. Like, we're more chill on the podcast, but we're just super chill here.
Well.
All right, now it's our segment of how well do we know each other?
Easy.
Shoot, that's a good way.
What was my first job?
Legally? Other than lawn mowing.
Yeah, other than lawn mowing. Because
we both did that. I think yours was it Chai's?
Yeah, nope.
Okay.
Ah,
I feel like it was a delivery, but it might be Chai's delivery. Okay, it's not Chai's.
It's not Chai's.
We both actually worked at Chai's too.
Yeah, Chai's is our good friend Jimmy Chai. He had a restaurant in Duke, and I actually texted you. I was like, yo, I need a new job. You think I can work at Chai's?
Oh, I thought you worked there before me.
No, you're the one who actually recommended me.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, so I got the job because of you.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I was probably like, yeah, dude, yeah, I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah.
What is it then?
Harris Teeter.
Ah, dang it. I knew that. I knew that. What was mine? You don't know.
Pizza Inn.
Oh,
yeah, do it?
I do it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you talk about it a lot.
Dang, I love that job. Yeah. That's a crazy job.
Pizza Inn. I was like, ooh. I remember going in there. You were there like, yo, you want pizza? Here you go.
Yeah. I'll hook you up.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
All right. What is one thing you absolutely cannot do, as in you've tried it over and over and you're just terrible at it and you want to stop?
Oh, aside from eating balut, I guess.
Yeah.
We can say, like, I try it over and over again, but I cannot do it.
Yeah.
Backflip.
You kind of did it at one time off the wall.
Yeah, but like not a full one. You have no idea how many times I tried doing a backflip, dude.
Wait, are we supposed to answer for each other?
Yeah, you're supposed to answer
for me.
Oh, my bad. It's not backflip. That's the second one. For you, what's absolutely one thing you cannot do aside eating balut? Because we do try it, but it's just disgusting as a motherfucker.
I think yours is boxing for you. Like, you wouldn't do it, but you've hit the mitts a couple times.
Yeah, I mean, I would do it. I'm just too lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you have?
For you, I guess golf.
Yeah. I've done it a bunch of times in my past, but never consistently.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's too slow.
Yeah, boxing is too...
To go.
Actually, no, I don't mind it. Maybe.
Yeah.
I have free time nowadays, so...
Let's go.
Hit me up.
All right.
All right. What is my favorite book?
Book. Oh, you don't know this one.
Yours is The Alchemist.
No, that's a great guess. Great ass fucking guess.
What's mine then?
Your favorite book?
Yeah, it's probably the only one I've read all the way through.
Oh, yeah. Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Yes.
What?
You're like, oh, when I saw the movie... Jennifer Lawrence, ugly as shit.
No.
That's not what I imagined I read the book.
The second part's correct, not the first part. I didn't say she's ugly as shit. I said she doesn't match what I had in my head. He's adding that.
I was like, that's not what I... She's ugly. Yeah, what's mine?
It's not The Alchemist? Oh, I got it. Bible.
No.
Wow, you like a book better than the Bible? Wow.
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
I actually haven't read the Bible.
I have.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Front to back.
Confusing.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's not confusing. It's just like, it's hard to like
it's just
stay
passages.
On track. I'm like, oh, wait, when did we switch stories?
It's just like mini stories on mini. It's like the Canterbury Tales.
Yeah.
On like Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but then I like zone out near the end of a story and then the start of a story. And then I don't remember it switching stories. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Moses didn't try to kill his son. Wait, I'm confused. But I remember reading it and being like, whoa, this is crazy.
Yeah, I'm sure you can ChatGPT like summarize like
there's
the Bible.
There's some crazy stories in there. And I'm like, what?
No way.
Yeah, I remember being shocked. And I thought I knew a lot about the Bible. And I was wrong. There's a lot.
Especially
even the ones that people know, like Moses or Abraham and all that stuff, you think you know, but you just know the like kind of what happened. You don't know all that happened. You're like, whoa!
Damn, you're convincing me to read the Bible.
It's cool. It's pretty like, what?
I mean, it's just stories.
Uh-huh. But it's just like crazy story. The stories are way crazier than you think.
It's accurate, no?
I wasn't there.
Facts.
My favorite book is 50 Shades.
No, I haven't read that.
Okay, give me a hint.
It's like a short one. There's like pictures and stuff in there. It's not a kid book.
Oh, Hungry
either.
Caterpillar.
No, it's not a kid
Dang
book.
Dang it.
It's a health self-help book. I love self-help books.
Atomic Habits.
Oh, that's a good one, but no.
What is it?
Still Like an Artist.
Dang it. I knew that. You told me about that book.
Yes. I read that and I started stealing everything.
Yeah.
Like, no, like from artists. So like when you see like Guava Juice, it's
you
all
you started
like,
getting inspired.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because nothing's original. Just steal it, remix it. That's what I did for Guava Juice. I owe everything to my life with that book.
Let's
and
go.
Carly Rae.
Yep.
Those two things helped me out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to find a new inspiration, like a ikigai.
It'll come along because those two things randomly happened. Like you just came across it.
Yeah.
So now the next thing is going to come along. Yeah. You're like, oh, it's going to change your life.
That's the thing. If you're looking for it, it'll just come to you. But if you're not looking for it, it's not going to be there.
Mm-mm.
You got to like be aware of it.
Mm-hmm. You got to be open to it.
Yes.
But don't look for it.
No.
But be aware of
no,
it.
No, look for it.
Look for it.
Yes.
But don't search for it.
Yes.
Okay.
Look for it, don't search for it. It's like acquaintances and friends. You want to find the friend, not the acquaintance.
Yeah.
Deep meaning.
Acquaintances are just a waste of time.
Not all of them. Not all of them.
Yeah.
Who are some of your acquaintances?
Well, I'm not going to say it now that I said they're a waste of time, but there's a lot of YouTubers that I see at YouTube events or at out in public, but we don't hang out.
Oh, yeah.
But I've known them for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. I think you're winning. I think you know me better than I know you. You knew my book and you knew my restaurant or my first job.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm about to beat you right now.
Okay. The thing is, you retain info, but just like the randomest shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You get like extra credit because you remember that shit.
Yeah, you're like, oh, why did you remember that? Yeah,
hell yeah, I love it. I almost punched you.
You know when
I
you're
didn't.
A kid and you just remember random little encounters or memories, and you're just like, oh, I remember this. Oh, I remember that.
Yeah,
I feel like that's me, but my whole life, like I don't grow out of it.
Ah,
I just remember little random things.
Yeah, that's fine. That's perfectly fine. That's awesome.
They're stuck on a deserted island for 10 years. They get one endless supply of... let me start over. They are stuck on a deserted island for 10 years. They are given the choice of food that they can have an endless supply of. What is that food?
Oh, that's easy as fuck.
You don't got it for me.
Oh, for you. Damn, yeah. You got it for me.
Yeah, I got two for you.
Oh, two?
Yep.
What's the second one?
Gummy worms.
Nah, I wouldn't eat that endless supply, though.
Yeah, not endless supply. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, then I only have one.
What would my second one be, though, if you had to guess? Let me think of it real quick. I got it.
Your second one would be rice.
No.
Really? Because you can pair that with a lot. Okay, what is it?
Tacos.
Your second?
Yeah.
What's your first? Spaghetti?
Spaghetti.
Hey! What's mine? I don't even know, but if
hard,
you say
bro.
It, I'll know.
Damn, I don't know.
Something I could eat forever.
You have one in mind?
No.
Yeah, I don't think
I feel
you
like,
have like
yeah,
a...
I think I got one. It's very basic, but yeah.
Is that a burger?
Kinda, not really.
BLT?
No, it's more plain than that, than both of those.
Grilled cheese?
No.
More
protein-y. More
protein-y? Subway?
Just steak.
Steak? Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I'll just eat steak all the time.
Steak
all right,
is
cool.
Great. Have you ever eaten my steaks? Let me cook you one of my steaks. It's
okay,
good.
Yeah. Because I want to eat steak tonight.
Because what I do is I sous vide it. You know, so sous vide, you just put it in the water and just goes to the temperature you want. And then I just torch the shit out of it. So it's like crispy on the outside and like nice and juicy on the inside. It's pretty good.
Ooh, let me get that. Let me get that.
For sure. Yeah, spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
I'm losing three here.
Last shot.
Dang, that's it. This kind of looks like apple juice.
We could find some more alcohol.
It's not apple juice. If I text you in the morning saying you got migraine, this is why.
Yeah.
Absolutely why.
What can you do to prevent that? Take some medicine before you go to
sleep? I guess I can just chug water all day.
Yeah.
Because the last time I had a migraine, I had a Paloma?
Paloma and cheesecake.
And cheesecake. That's not good.
Yeah. Just don't eat dairy for the rest of the day. You'll be fine.
Okay.
Okay. I think if I get this next one correct and you get it wrong, then we're even. You should come. You should. I mean, the membership's 150 a month, but they have weights there too. And like, I'll just box with you. I'll work with the coach, but I'm only working with the coach for 30 minutes. And then other than that, I'm just hitting the bag. I can teach you stuff and it helps me too.
Okay.
And it's good for defense. Yeah. Do you ever have to protect the dogs or some drunk guy?
I have a gun.
Yeah, but like, what if you don't have that with you?
Then
you
always have your hands. I already know. Just do the stance. They're like, oh, they don't want to fuck this guy up. And then is it ready to pull the gun? Yeah, right.
We gotta spar just because you got to get used to it.
Okay.
It's just because everybody thinks they can fight. But then once you're like in there and you get hit, then you're like, oh, there's a saying that says everybody has a plan until you get punched in the face. Because then everything's like, oh, your brain immediately goes into like, So you got to get just used to it.
Okay.
Just the basics. I just got to get you through the basics. Give me a month and then you don't have to do it ever again.
Okay.
And you'll just have it.
Okay. He's trying to get me the box, which I think is very useful.
It is.
I just,
Alexis has gotten so good. And I've only probably taught her like maybe like 6 times. And from what she was till now, so much better. All these little tweaks. So like, it's crazy how the smallest tweak can make you improve. So like your experience level goes way up. Okay.
How big is their butt? 6 inch.
Oh, butt? Butt.
Yes, this is Alex's dream. He's always pitched this, but we've never been able to do it.
How big is your butt?
How big do you think his butt is, and how big do you think his butt is?
Oh, he has a measuring
tape.
You have 37 and a half inches around.
Oh, wow. I was going to say 39 for you.
No, yours is definitely bigger. I don't know. Mine might be. I don't know. I'm going to say 38 for you.
Okay. Measure my butt.
All right. Let me get that booty hole, boy. Booty, 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 booty. Here, take this and put it over like this. Here's the thickest part of your butthole. Where's the other part? Where is it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, just relax your butt. It'll make it bigger. Don't flex it. Okay, I'm just letting it loosen to 98 and a half. I was so close. Oh, that's centimeters. Oh, yeah.
Okay, let me turn this.
I'm drunk. Oh! 39. No, I was so close. Oh, then you should change yours because that's mine's not bigger.
Yours is probably 39, man.
Bigger than yours?
Have you seen your butt?
I have.
Try. Right. You've been doing Pilates.
Here, you sit for your mic, and I'll stand for you.
He's been doing Pilates, so I'm pretty sure it has.
I'm so shocked.
The amount of squats you do in there and the lunges, that's good for your ass.
Yep, hold this in.
Oh, yes.
This is the... Thanks for okay, let me relax my booty.
Relax your butt. Oh, look at that. Turn around. Okay.
What is it?
You want to guess?
Yeah, I'm guessing 36 and a half. You got a big
Wrong.
Booty, but I'm a little taller. I don't know if that matters.
You want to know?
Yeah.
40.
What?
Yes.
No.
It's 40. Oh, you don't. You think I'm capping?
We need somebody else to measure us. That's not true.
Tell me he is 40 inches in length.
You gotta measure our butts, because he says I'm 40.
He is 40.
He is 39. I don't believe it.
Hold on.
Oh,
there we go. Oh,
yeah, I guess I could just do it.
He's like, oh, yeah. We could have just done it ourselves. Bro, I can't drink.
Oh, 39 and a half. What? You check your own, because maybe I did it wrong.
Okay.
What? 39 and a half? My butthole?
Yeah. Oh, there.
Wait, no, you gotta lift it. It's under your butt. Go here. I'll put it here. Okay, there. That's the top of your butt. And then relax your booty hole. And what is it? Whoa, oh, we're 39, even.
39 and a quarter.
What? How's that possible?
39 and a quarter.
You got bigger butt for sure. Maybe I just got bigger hips.
I don't know, man. You are taller, so maybe.
Maybe that helps, yeah.
Maybe that does increase the size a little bit.
Whoa, I'm starting to breathe heavily.
Standing up is, like, tiring.
So who got that one?
I did, I guess. I said 39.
Yeah.
Because I was just trying to think of, like, waist. And there's probably, like, 32.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, waist. I am. Yeah.
And I just added, like, 6 to 10.
Dang, what's your waist pants?
I'm 30.
Oh.
You're 32, 32?
I'm 32. I prefer 31, 32, but it's hard to find. So 32, 32 is what I wear.
Okay. I'm 30, 30. Yeah.
Bro.
I don't like alcohol.
I'd rather schmeh.
Yeah, because if you do, I remember the marijuana. It does make you feel like chiller, but it does make you feel groggier.
Yeah.
It takes, and then the marijuana is like, we're good.
Yeah, I feel like the alcohol takes longer to go away too.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, we finished this.
Yeah. I guess we gotta go back to the weed.
Yeah, or we can go to Wakayama.
And just get some plums and squeeze them bitches.
All right, well, for our next segment, I'm going to give you two perspectives, and you guys have to find common ground.
Yay! Common ground.
Bring it.
For this first one, Roy, you will talk about how drinking is better, and Alex, you will talk about how smoking is better. All right,
common ground. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. The reason why drinking is better,
because
there's no odor.
The reason why weed is better is because it's not man-made. You just grow it like a plant.
Same with alcohol.
No, you have to ferment it and make it and put it in a bottle and all that stuff.
Well, weed, you gotta harvest it and you gotta grind it.
No.
What do you mean no?
You
don't go to the weed store, you get a whole leaf.
You said harvest because it makes it sound harder. Harvesting when it comes to marijuana is this.
Yeah, same
and
with
then,
alcohol.
And then like this.
Yeah, alcohol is this. That's how they do it.
No, they squish it, but then you have to like age it, ferment it, bottle it, all this stuff, keep it out of the sunlight.
Yeah, but that's all you need.
Nah.
But like for marijuana, you go take
more
it,
natural.
You squish it, and then you need another thing to grab. We put it there, and then you need more effort to go like this.
Now you can function better when you're high than you can when you're drunk. Probably if you're riding a bicycle, it's probably way easier when you're high than when you're drunk.
But when you're drunk, it's fun.
Nope.
It's a lot more fun with friends.
Nope. When being drunk is way more dangerous, and people can get alcohol poisoning. You can't overdose on weed. It's never happened.
I have. Hello.
No.
You remember that day?
I do remember that day, but that's not overdosing. That's just like, oh, you got too high, but you didn't overdose. Like, you weren't in danger of health. Drinking, you might have to go get your stomach pumped at the hospital.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
For the patrons, first time I really like inhaled marijuana, it was like through a bong. Is that what it's called? The big thing? And then they're like, oh, go. I had the same idea you had when you got drunk the first time.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it's not working. Yeah. Let me take 5 more hits of this giant burger beaner.
Yeah.
Beesenburger.
Bong.
Beesenburger.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Just a bong. I don't know where
Hudson
you're going.
Hudson burner. Whoa, bong. Yes.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, time slowed down. I remember vividly, I went to take a shit, and then when I was washing my hands after, I looked at the mirror, and my face was not me.
Yeah.
It was moving by itself. I was like, oh, shit.
But then in real life, you were just like,
I don't know. Who knows? It felt like a demon was looking at me in the mirror, like, making way. So I left the bathroom, and I was like, I don't know who to call. I'll call Pat. Pat! Everything slowed down, bro. Yeah, that's why drinking is better, so you don't face those demons.
Hey, I say we find common ground.
Okay.
Let's say,
wow,
high is good in certain times, and drunk is good in others.
Yep. We did it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow. See? Look, you don't go to Dave and Buster's drunk and high. You pick one.
Yeah.
And you don't go to a concert drunk or high. You pick one.
Yeah.
See? Common. Yeah?
He likes it.
He likes it.
Oh, you keep blocking my face, bro, with the thing.
I guess you guys could just list 3 pros and 3 cons at the end, or like 2 pros.
Okay.
Okay.
Drinking pro. There is none. Absolutely none. It'll give you liver disease. That's a con. Smoking pro is it de-stresses and helps you sleep.
That's good. I guess a drinking pro is it loosens you up. That's it.
Yeah.
If you're anxious and if you have social anxiety like me.
If you're constipated.
Yes.
It'll loosen you up.
That too.
Alex, you will argue why being a people pleaser is better. And Roy, you will argue why pleasing yourself is best.
Okay. People pleasing means you're a good person and you care about how others are pleased.
Yes. But if you please yourself, you can be more aware of yourself and more aware of what you gotta do.
You're right. I agree with his side. I think you should put yourself first. even though I struggle at it, I think you should definitely look out for your first, because the better you are, the better you can be for others.
Oh my God, that's facts, actually. Because if you don't know how to be yourself, how can you be yourself for others?
Yeah, then you're just a lesser version of yourself.
Yeah,
and dude, you can help less.
Like, you know, like, for example, a lot of, like, people who are, like, filled with hate.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they hate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But if you love yourself, you're going to spread more love.
Yeah.
That really is. How you reciprocate with others is how you reciprocate with yourself.
That is actual, I believe, factual.
Tried and true. That's it. You're just projection of your own self to others.
Raise your kids in private school, Alex. Raise your kids in public school, Roy.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
You get paid more. No, I think private schools is better because it's smaller classes. It's more exclusive because you have to pay to get in there, and you have to be admitted to get in there, so you have to pass the requirements to get in there.
Yeah.
And I feel like the teachers are probably better because they probably get paid more at private schools because they get more money, so then they care more, harder. Yeah, I think they're just like, their prerequisites have to be better to get into that school than it would be. Because, like, public school, I'm sure they take a lot of teachers that couldn't get into private schools, and they take any student, so I think it's just better environment.
But we grew up in a public school.
We did, and we got into quite the shenanigans.
We did, but then that made our personality the way it is. But hence, we don't know what we would have been like in a private school either.
Yeah, I didn't even know any private school people.
That's
because
true. We didn't have much.
I don't know anybody that went to private school. I know a lot of homeschool.
I just
kids.
Thought it was expensive.
Yep.
And we didn't have money growing up, and we didn't really know people with a lot of money growing up.
Yep.
And yeah, dude,
we had no choice. We were.
I feel like
school.
Honestly, it's the same thing. It's just private. It's probably more safe.
Yeah, that's
public.
True.
I think that's the big difference.
There's a lot of fights at our school.
There were a lot. Oh yeah.
So many.
Oh yeah. They're probably fights probably wouldn't happen in private as much, right?
Probably happened, but not as much. Yeah.
Yeah. Which one would I prefer for my child growing up? Let's go 11 years private, 1 year public. The last year's public.
So they can see what they can appreciate,
like,
all right, what they
here
did.
Here we go. I'm gonna transfer you in your senior year.
Yeah. I'll probably do junior year so they can appreciate their last year at private school and be like, whoa.
Yeah.
I've never seen a fight before, but now I've seen so many fights.
No,
how
for
many
real.
Fights do you think we had each year? Including the beginning crazy ones before they got all suspended.
How many days are in the school year? Like 200 days, mm-hmm. school days?
Mm-hmm.
Probably like half of those are fights.
Yeah. I think there was probably like 50 fights in the first 2 weeks. They all got suspended. And then maybe like 10 more fights throughout the school.
Yeah.
Those are just the ones that I knew about.
Yeah.
So there's probably other ones too.
Yeah. I mean, our school wasn't really like the safest either.
Yeah.
It was just like people just put together just because the area we're in was not really like the richest place either. So there's a lot of crazy people.
I think if I had the choice, I would put my kids in private school probably.
I would do both. I would start off in public.
And kind then middle school is public. Oh, you want start with public.
Yeah, with elementary, I feel like no one really fights in elementary school.
Yeah.
And then they kind of, you know, feel what it's like to have like, I really don't know. What's normal? I don't even know what's normal.
I think I would do private for elementary, public for middle, and then private for high school.
I guess. I mean, I would just do private just in case, like privacy sake, just in case.
Yeah.
Because we are public figures.
Ah.
And I don't want the public people just be like, oh, you're guava juice's child. Stay juicy. Stay juicy.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
They
that
might get,
sense.
Like, picked on just because, like, the content I make. And I'm like, bro. Well, let me know where you're putting your kiddo.
Yeah.
I guess I'll tell you where I'm putting my kid first.
Yeah, and then my kid will protect your kid.
Oh, yeah.
And your kid will give my kid answers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To tests. Okay, cool.
Okay.
All right, for the final one, My Hero Academia versus Demon Slayer.
My Hero.
Demon Slayer.
Why would you want Demon Slayer, bro? 80% of people in my world get a quirk.
Yeah, but like,
How many people in yours get a power?
Not a lot, but it's cool. Animation's cool.
Yeah,
you got
but
some weird-ass quirks, bro. Who wants to be a reptile?
Yeah, but
like
you don't get anything. Most, like, the majority of people in your storyline get no powers. They're just peasants waiting to die.
But it's cool as shit, though, how they die.
Yeah, but in my world, it's such a variety, and there's heroes and villains, and It's just you never know what's going to happen. And yeah. the vast majority get some kind of power.
Well, I don't know. I just like Demon Slayer because if you live in that world too, you know, life's too short. Just end it.
And I feel like that's in the past too. So you don't even have like iPhones. You never see Tanjiro be like, hold on, hello?
Bro.
Oh, yeah.
Present. The way he does his fights is because he's present.
Yeah, but they probably don't have Uber. They don't have Postmates. I've never seen them order Postmates once.
They don't need Postmates. Postmates
they
is
gotta
the
go
devil.
Kill their food.
Postmates is the demon. Postmates, he reincarnated to Muzan.
Nah.
That's why they're trying to kill Muzan.
My hero all the way.
Let's just meet in the middle.
Actually, Demon Slayer has less worldwide chaos.
Yeah.
Like, ours is like the world's about to end multiple times. The villain's about to take over the entire, not just the town, not just the country, the whole world.
Yeah.
So maybe, like, yeah, yours is probably safer.
Yeah, it is safer, but we have demons. Also, a lot of things happen in Japan. I don't know why. Like, demons happen there.
How about we Godzilla. Just be in Demon Slayer, but then we don't live in Japan?
Be in Demon Slayer?
Yeah, so we live in the world of Demon Slayer, but we don't live in Japan because apparently that's where all the bad stuff happens.
So just Demon Slayer, but Hawaii.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
There we go. Common ground.
That's cool.
Oh, thank you, Patreon members, for being here. We do love every single support you guys do. If you haven't subscribed to Spicy Fruit, if you haven't subscribed to Guava Juice, if you haven't subscribed to Wasabi Productions, please go do that because a little click for you is a huge life-changing thing for us and for our families. So
help pay for our families. I know he's trying to get engaged soon.
Hey!
Maybe in the next year or two.
Don't tell Alexis.
She already knows. You call her pre-fiance, bro.
She is my pre-fiance.
Yeah.
That's pre-fiance, baby.
Exactly, though. That means that's happening eventually.
I think I'm just overthinking it. I just gotta do it. I keep thinking, I gotta make it perfect. I gotta do it like this. I gotta make it huge. I gotta make it crazy. Nah. I gotta make it something she could talk about for the rest of her life. But
you want something that she could talk about the rest of her life? It's the wedding.
Yeah.
It's gonna be the wedding.
I think I just need to do it. It's never gonna be the right time. It's never gonna be perfect.
Yes.
I just gotta do it.
You just gotta do it, brother.
All right.
Wedding. More focus on the wedding than the thing.
Okay.
Amanda and I talk probably about the engagement like 5 times a year. Like, oh, yeah. Remember we got married like, nude beach?
Yeah.
But we talk about the wedding like at least once a week. Like, oh, we wish we were a guest for the wedding. Oh, that was the best day ever.
Okay, deal.
Just make the wedding as perfect as can be. So help support us.
Yeah, thank you. And until next time, do me a favor. Don't forget to remember, if you're not smiling, you're doing it wrong.
Stay juicy.
Okay.
Bye.